Happy Easter. You probably wonder why all these readings. It's very important to understand these readings because these readings show salvation history. The plight that humanity is in. The first reading talks about the creation. How does God create us in creation? He created us good. In fact, he said it was very good. God created us good. But it didn't take very long for there to be a turn. That Adam and Eve would grasp after the fruit to be like God in the way they understand who God is. Powerful, strong through the arm. And things went down here very quick. Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel. Wow, how quick can that happen? There's no coincidence that Cain, what was he offering? He was offering the fruit of the earth. Abel, what was Abel offering that God preferred? He was offering a lamb. So the Father in heaven preferred the offering of the lamb. We can kind of see why in hindsight. Cain didn't understand it. He was very jealous. So many times in our lives, we become jealous of others because we don't understand God's ways. We don't understand God's ways. And that's the story of the Israelites. And the story of the Israelites is a story of us, our struggle to be close to God, wandering away, then coming back, wandering away and coming back, struggling. God, what are you doing with my life? And after Cain kills Abel, he's afraid. He's afraid. Everybody's going to kill me. They're going to torture me because I've done evil. And there's nothing I can do to repair that damage. And we are in that same plight. You got Abraham in this strange story of offering up his son. Why is he offering up his son? You have to understand a little bit of the history behind it. You see, back in those times, he was just coming into the Canaanite land. In the Canaanite land, they offered their firstborn as a sacrifice to the god of Moloch, a Canaanite sun god. They actually have this, and it's in the belly of this. It's a hollow statue, and they have a burning fire in the belly, and it makes the statue glow red. And you put your baby in the arms, and the arms retract, and it puts it into the mouth, and the baby's burned in there, and everybody could hear the screaming and everything else like that going on, and that's what they did. Abraham didn't know God really that well. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve. We think that he understood everything who God was. No. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, we don't know who God is. We like to think we know. We think, oh, I know. No, we don't. God is a mystery. God is an infinite being, and we are finite beings. Our finite minds cannot comprehend the infinite mind, the infinite being. And so now, everybody else in Canaanite language is doing this. Abraham thinks, I got to offer this because that's what society tells him to do. So now he's offering the sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Now, Isaac is walking up this mountain carrying this wood. Sounds like somebody else we know in salvation history, Jesus Christ. Carrying the wood of sacrifice. And so Isaac is a type of foreshadowing. In a certain sense, he's a prophet, prophesying Christ. And he asked his father Abraham, where's the sacrifice? Abraham prophesies, not knowing it, saying, God will supply the sacrifice. And so from that time on out, the Israel community is looking for that one. For that one who will be sacrificed for ourselves. Why? Because back in Noah's day, there was a flood. Why was there a flood? Because humanity left to itself will self-destruct. How many times in our own lives do we do the wrong thing? Let alone when we're a kid, we break all the toys. Everybody used to do that when I was a kid, you know? I was the youngest one, and we had all the toys at Christmas. Within about a month, half the toys were broken, right? The things of this world are passing away. They're breaking. We always break things. We need God's help. And so the other readings are focusing on God calling us. God is calling us to be close to Him. I remember reading the Old Testament, reading it through. I don't know if you've ever done this, but it's like a soap opera. You know, no, don't do this. Just listen to God. Why are you doing that? You're doing the wrong thing, right? Hindsight is 20/20, or you know, when we're looking outside the situation, it's easy to point the finger and say, "What? You guys are crazy. God has given you, look at all, He made you pass through the Red Sea. He made you conquer the whole Canaanite language, which you guys couldn't do by that by yourselves. You didn't know how to do anything. By the way, if you didn't know the word Jewish, Jew, the Jew in the Jewish language is actually a derivative of the Canaanite language. Jew means gypsy. Once you were no people, you were gypsies, you were nobody, you weren't even a nation. And now passing through the Red Sea, I am establishing you, I am loving you, and I am making you a great nation, a nation of priests, a nation to bring the goodness of God to the world. They rejected it. Doesn't sound too far from what we do as Christians today, does it? How we point the finger at God's ways and say, don't tell me what to do. It's my way, not thy way. My will, not thy will be done. We're still in this plight. I think of, I used to watch Star Trek, you know, Captain Picard used to always say, we've evolved. Ain't happening. We're still dumb as rocks as ever. We still do the same dumb things over and over and over and over again, right? How many women do I hear say, why did I get hooked up to that guy? And then I got hooked up to another guy doing the same thing. What was that about? We do the same dumb stuff over and over again, right? We just do it. We need God's help. So God sends His help. God sends us His only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. And yet at the same time, we still point to God and say, where are you? It's all your fault. Why is there so much evil? Yeah, there is. Right on that cross where humanity put God to death on the cross because we didn't like His ways. We don't like what He preaches through the Bible, through the magisterium, and through all the tools that Jesus Christ gives us in the sacraments and the sacramentals. God is calling us to come back to Him, to turn to Him, to open our hearts to Him. And in turn, as we see on the crucifix and on the Sacred Heart image, He opens His heart to us. He makes Himself vulnerable to us. So as we receive Him in the Eucharist, the one flesh of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, we receive His flesh. And when we receive His flesh in our body, in our flesh, comes the one flesh union, the marital banquet that other reading was pointing towards. You are called to a special, not a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You are called to an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. The most intimate communion. And as Catholics, we get to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. His body, His blood, soul and divinity. And divinity. We receive by grace what is natural to God. Mind-blowing. This is the grace of God. Why don't we feel it? Because I only have touch, feeling, smelling, hearing, tasting. I don't know if that was all of them. That's all I got. Those senses don't pick up grace. It's incompatible. I can't pick that up. But just because I don't feel it doesn't mean it's not there. I look at mothers and how they get up in the middle of the night, and fathers do this too, get up in the middle of the night and take care of their child. Are you feeling very grace-filled at that time? Probably not. But I can tell you, when I see that, there's grace. When we look at Jesus Christ on the cross, do you think he felt grace while he was hanging there on the cross? The most powerful act humanity has ever known. The most powerful act of love humanity has ever known. He didn't feel grace then. He cried out from the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me? Realizing the Father was there, but he felt totally depraved of God's presence, just like we do. Nonetheless, he persevered. And he is there to help you persevere through those times when you feel totally abandoned, when your life is dark, when you're confused and you don't know where life is taking you, where Jesus is taking you. But to say with Jesus Christ, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And with firm resolve to give everything as he did to Jesus Christ, to die a death to self, knowing in the promise that you will rise. You will rise over your troubles and tribulations. He will be there in your suffering and give you that joy. It's kind of a miracle. It sounds counterintuitive. It's an oxymoron. That in the joy, the supernatural one puts into you what is supernatural. That joy. Sounds strange, but it's true. When you offer your will to God, as Isaac did, as Abraham, as Mary did, offering her son, Jesus Christ, being there at the foot of the cross with Jesus, being the support for Jesus, as her heart is pierced with sorrow. There is grace, because it is your suffering that calls upon the love of God. It is there that we are transformed, we are made new, we are recreated, we are strengthened. I like the, if you've watched the Passion of the Christ, while Jesus is being scourged, it's a pretty brutal scene. He's got just about all of his energy spent, then all of a sudden he gets up and offers himself. It's like the grace of God. And that's what he does with us. He gives us the grace that, boom, picks us up. I think of also the Lord of the Rings. Frodo's getting close to the end, and he's been stabbed by that big spider, and all of a sudden that lady comes, boom, and he's like picked up, and he carries on. That's the grace of God. That's symbolically, that's Our Lady working through the power of God. God does that. God is good. Evil entered the world, not because of God's will, because of man's will. Every time we say no to God, we cause a suffering. Every time we say yes to God, we make things right again in the world. So now, God gives us the grace to say yes. To yes to Him, even if it means a little bit of suffering. Even if it means that I don't want to do this, I'm afraid, or anything else that may hold us back from God's will, His holy will, and His grace. Now, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we no longer have to shrink back or be afraid of suffering, but conquer suffering through the grace of God. Because He rose. Alleluia, He rose and is risen and will raise you up. Amen.